Good evening, everybody, and welcome to episode 24 of Four Beers, No Fears. I'm your host, Tommy.
And this is Jordan.
And this podcast wouldn't be possible without the fastest, most badass, nasty speed, nasty cars, cool guys, cool beer.
Kerchow.
Kerchow, Lightning McQueen, Don't Sue Me Pixar.
Kerchew.
T-shirt, apparel, competition, company in the Midwest, whatever hot rods. Now, if you buy a full 24x14 sticker from whatever Hot Rods.
Competition for what? Competitive drinking?
Burnout competitions.
You've
been to the burnout
competitive
competitions.
Competitive drinking?
Now, if you go to whatever Hot Rods Instagram, you purchase the 24x14 sticker for $40. You post, put a picture of it, you put it on your car, take a picture of it, put it on your Instagram and tag me. I will send you a t-shirt for
$3,000.
No. $40 sticker, free t-shirt.
Oh.
Shipping's on me. Not a bad deal.
Not a bad deal.
All right, guys, just a quick rundown for the night. We are talking hobbies of 2021, overrated foods, and birthdays, because someone has a birthday coming up.
Who?
It's Ernie.
Yes.
It's Jordan. All right, guys, so you may have heard...
I hate birthdays.
I know. That's why we're talking about it. You may have heard of the Alabama Slammer. It's the number one shot in Mississippi. Arkansas.
Not and, Alabama.
Oh, not Alabama. Sorry. Well, tonight we have a Tommy twist on a classic. This one is the Kenosha Kicker. So instead of having amaretto, slow gin, orange juice, and Southern Comfort, we have Southern Comfort, Disaronno, which is the only amaretto out there that does not contain almonds. And
really?
Yeah, that's why I drink it.
Mm.
Oh. And sweet and sour mix. Jordan, cheers. He has low hopes. I have high hopes.
I don't. It's just not going to be as good.
I like that a lot. I thought it was delicious. You were impressed.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Lean into the camera.
Props.
Lean into the camera.
We don't have a camera. We have
a
microphone.
There's a secret camera in there.
Oh.
And say,
I was wrong. Tommy was right.
No,
that was good.
No, I just want, oh, thanks. But I just want you to say that was delectable.
It was delectable. Sick. It wasn't delectable, but it was a good shot.
All right, guys. A beer that Jordan's been asking for weeks, and somehow I keep pushing it back. We are doing the Grandpa Classic. The
Nectar of the Gods.
No, that's not that. The Old Dad Kidder.
Listen, I got to tell you, my grandpa, this was one of the only beers that he ever drank. And he told me since I can remember that this was the Nectar of the Gods way before...
You betcha
started saying Nectar of the Gods for Busch Light.
So we're going to say it's not only calorie-free, carb-free, and maybe alcohol-free because there are no statistics on this bottle. I believe I looked once, though. I believe it's like 160 calories. It's like 12 carbs. I don't know what I said. 12 carbs, and I think it's 4.9.
We can look on the box or we can look it up.
Look it up. I'm going to do an in-depth taste test for you really quick. It is, in fact, a twist-off. I just have really sore hands from constructioning all day. So, I don't know where you guys are from, but this gives you the taste
all
of
right.
a Milwaukee beer, okay?
4.74% alcohol, 12.8 grams of carbs, 144 calories, and yeah.
So, here's my gripe. It's a good beer.
High carbs.
Yeah, so if I could have four seltzers at 5% and be anywhere from 4 to 8 carbs and 400 or less calories.
Mm-hmm.
This is literally eating a loaf of bread, these four beers tonight.
It's good. It's one of my favorite beers, but...
Huh. Well, I'm going to have another sip.
What's your back of your thing say? I got... No, the back of your bottle cap.
Oh, I didn't know they do that on PBRs.
I don't know what it's for, but I know that they do...
It says
do...
J Diamond.
So Jack of Diamonds, this is Six of Hearts. Huh. So it's like card suits.
That's kind of cool, actually.
I don't know what it's like for.
But yeah, it's another Milwaukee beer, guys. Like I was saying, you could put Schlitz together, Blatz, Miller High Life. They're all kind of going to fall in Milwaukee's best.
Yeah.
They're all going to kind of fall in the same category. They're hometown beers for a couple of hometown boys. You know, it'd be a good idea. Do one of the Kenosha beers. We have enough of them here.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we do them? Maybe get a sponsor. Because
usually they're not good and they're expensive as shit.
I just think of the
for what you get.
Content. But anyways, guys, so last week for Bar Bowl, we did pretzels. You can find them at many bars. And then we were thinking, you know what you also see behind a ton of...
It's literally just to collect all of the suits.
Oh, really? Let's do it with the 12 we have.
There's 52, man.
Yeah, well, we've already got two of them, so there's only 50 left. Oh. So you'll see sometimes behind bars, big jars of... This is more of a small-town bar. I think big jars of pickles, peppers, stuff like that.
Eggs.
Eggs? Oh, that's going to be in the bar well next week. Pickled eggs. I'll just play the audio of you eating a pickled egg.
I won't eat it.
So tonight we have these big pepperoncinis. So, Jordan, we're going to...
The good kind?
Well, I like mine more, but yeah, I'm going to eat it. Thanks for the cheers. So juicy.
I love those.
It's running down my arm. I like those more than the ones I have.
I told you.
These are less crunchy.
A little. It could be because they've been sitting in our fridge for maybe a week or two.
How long have they been in the jar?
That's true. I don't know if opening it has anything to
do. I'll say this, though. Did that make me more thirsty?
Mm-hmm.
If I had 9 beers and I was eating those like grapes.
Yep. What would happen?
Stop. Yeah, I wouldn't stop. Yeah. So.
Those would be dangerous in a bar setting. Mm-hmm. Although, then you'd have fucking pepper juices everywhere. People would be scratching their eyes and shit. And
they would use beer to take away the pepper pan.
Dump beer in their eyes. Mm-hmm. That works.
So, speaking of carbs and eating peppers like grapes, New Year's resolution. I guess call it a quarterly resolution. I'm getting a little trim. I'm not going crazy this time. Just cut out carbs besides Tuesday nights, I guess.
Yeah.
Eat way healthier. But what's happened is, you know, I eat a salad or like 5 or 6 hard-boiled eggs for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Have some sort of chicken at dinner. And I'm still intermittent fasting a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But come around 7, 8 o'clock at night, I'm starving.
Right.
And since I don't really keep snacks in the house.
You got to eat like a big dinner at like 6.
The last few days I've done really good, except for that popcorn slip up.
Yeah.
But now come around 7, but 8.
It was just popcorn.
Yeah.
It wasn't like you ate like a candy bar or something like that.
Can I finish my story? So every night around 7 or 8.
Crazy how that works. Isn't it annoying being interrupted?
I get hungry. So the only things we have in this house that are carb-free and basically calorie-free are hot peppers.
We have a lot of them.
And I've tried cooking them, air frying them, eating them plain, pickled. Doesn't matter. I wake up the next morning and my stomach is soup and my tongue hurts. I ate so many hot Chicago sport peppers last night. Not only was I sweating.
They were the extra hot ones, they were, too. They
weren't. Not only was I sweating, I had a headache.
Yeah.
I called my girlfriend to ask if I was okay. She goes, I don't know. I've never heard of people getting a headache.
I don't think you can like actually get hurt from eating spicy shit, but like people eat like multiple Carolina Reapers.
Yeah.
You know.
I guess since we're talking about food, did you have any food that really stood out this week? I had something you'll be interested in.
I don't know where it's from. But my mom orders, I think it's from Durango.
I think that was from, is that the bag it came in?
No.
Oh, because I was going to say, I think that's a festival
that's
food
a,
bag.
That's a Ziploc, no.
Yeah. Okay, Pick and Save has really good chicken. Durango's has good chicken. Luigi's has really good chicken.
I think it's either Durango's or Luigi's, someplace like that.
Text her right now, all right, so we can announce later on the podcast.
Because that's some of the best fried chicken I've ever had, is from there.
I've never had fried chicken. I'm a healthy guy.
So good.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
And their Mojos, just their potatoes. It might have been
from Luigi's. Because Luigi's has really good chicken. Is it bone in or tenders?
Bone in.
Okay. Luigi's is my place for chicken and Mojos. Oh, this is something we got to talk about. Mojos are central, like Midwest thing. Yeah. It's a Chicago thing, basically.
Yeah.
So take a French fry, evolve it to a potato wedge, evolve it. That's a mojo. A mojo is like a quarter
of a potato. Just deep fried.
And I don't know if it's.
They're like battered in something.
I don't know
different.
If they're battered.
It's not like a French fry.
I don't think it's battered at all.
I don't know, but they are different.
Maybe
than
they
a French
are
fry.
Better, but you have different. And Mojos, if you eat four Mojos, you basically just ate a full potato.
A whole ass potato, yeah.
So they're really good, though. They go well with pizza.
Ketchup
or barbecue, or yeah. I put hot sauce on mine.
Yeah.
There's this funny whole video.
Hot sauce in the ketchup, stir it up.
Yeah, there's this funny. We have this funny home video of me probably being 6 and my brother being 3 or 4. And we're sitting around the table eating Luigi's. Mm-hmm. And we're all eating Mojos. And my brother is sitting there. He goes, I'm really happy we're all eating Mojos tonight. And my parents are like, why? And I don't know why my dad was recording, just because he probably just got the camera.
Yeah.
And my brother goes, because Mojos make your boobies bigger. So that I should probably put on TikTok or
that
YouTube.
That is science.
Is it?
Yeah.
The potato makes your, and probably makes your everything bigger.
Yep. He's not wrong.
But that's your Mojo etiquette. So you're going with your chicken from wherever. We'll find out where it's
from. Yeah, we'll find out soon.
So I go to Subway a lot during the work week, probably every day for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Either that or Quick Trip. And from Subway, I get three things. I get a sandwich, a wrap, or a salad. Now that I'm going no carb, I'm obviously just eating the salads.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Walk into work Monday. Right, I walk into my truck, go get some lunch Monday. Subway has a new item called the protein bowl. The protein bowl is smaller than their salad bowl, so you get less vegetables, but you get a double portion of meat, whatever you want.
Hmm.
And then you do your sauce, whatever. It was really good.
So you get some chicken with some Sharpie grill marks on it?
Okay, I like that chicken, but not in the salad.
Like Subway. I love it. It's good.
I got the steak, so I got no cheese to save out a ton of calories. Steak, spinach, lettuce, tomatoes, peppers, and onions. Hey, that thing was probably 400 calories and a lot of protein.
That sounds really good, actually.
It's shellac. And I did the chipotle and the vinegar.
That sounds good. Yeah.
Now, I know chipotle has a lot of calories and fat, but it's still carb-free.
Right. I love the oil and vinegar on my subs.
What? So
with some salt and pepper.
Yeah. I was watching a TikTok about Subway's number one sandwich.
Yeah.
And I guess nationwide, it's turkey with lettuce, tomato, cheese, mayo, salt, pepper, oil, and vinegar.
Yeah.
And I guess that's probably like the original.
What do you get from Jimmy John's? Are you a turkey tom guy?
Mm-mm. I'm not a big fan of deli turkey from any place. At Jimmy John's, I like their beef, and I like their Italian nightclub because, honestly, Jimmy Peppers are my favorite.
But they're good.
But I also almost always get the Unwich.
Oh.
Or the 9-grain wheat square.
Is that where they wrap it in lettuce? I never had that.
I really like that. And then you get.
I really wish they didn't take away the sprouts. I like those.
Yeah, that was a hit. My mom liked. And now they have a new Italian sandwich that has a bunch of stuff on it.
Oh, really?
I don't know what it's called.
Hmm.
It's not. The Italian nightclub was their original one. This one might be called like.
The story about the Jimmy John's owner, the guy that started it, is actually a really interesting story. It's pretty cool.
Maybe I'll check it out.
How he built it. Everything from the ground up. He didn't want it to be he didn't want to make a sandwich shop. He wanted it to be like a hot dog, like Chicago hot dog style shop.
And then he added a sandwich to the menu?
No, because he got like a loan from his dad right out of high school to start this business. He figured out that buying all these like deep fryers and shit for this hot dog place was going to be really expensive, way more than he had. And so he decided to switch it up because it was so much cheaper to get all the equipment just for, like a deli, basically just
I guess,
a meat slicer, some refrigerated coolers and, you know, bread racks basically. And he, basically built it from the ground up. It was just him working like 7 days a week. And then it took off into what it is today, and he's a multi-billionaire.
Jimmy Johnson.
No, that's not his name. It's something weird.
Either way, it's a really good sandwich. I do think, honestly, Subway's a better value because part of what I like about Subway is I can customize it.
Yeah.
And I'm not the hugest fan of provolone cheese. Being in Wisconsin, cheese is a big deal.
Yeah.
So I did look up the sandwich I really like from Jimmy John's, and I'll get this in an Unwich. The new one is called the Spicy East Coast Italian. It's made with double salami, capicola, and then with provolone, light mayo, hot peppers, oil, vinegar, oregano, basil, and a lettuce, tomato, onion. And I get that wrapped in lettuce. Not lapped in lettuce. Yeah. So that's really good.
I don't care. My favorite deli is Morelli's Deli. Oh. Their hot capicola sandwich on some wheat bread. God damn.
So I can't eat the wheat bread, though, because it's made with almonds and hazelnuts there. And I
Yeah, you get, like, the white bread.
I like their sub roll, or their white bread's fine, too. Yeah. You get a large sub roll, you can't even finish it, though.
Oh, God.
But their capicola, mustard, mayo, hot bread in there.
Yep. It's so good. Probably one of the best sandwiches I've ever had is from Morelli's Deli.
Yeah, I would, and you can get that on Eat Street. That's what I'll do sometimes.
Yep.
But now I'm carb-free, so I guess I'll never have one until March 25th.
Ever.
Which is my birthday.
Damn, son.
I do have one more quick story to tell before we move on to the meat and taters of our podcast. And this tale probably started a month ago, and today it came to its end. So, about a month ago, I bought a 10-gallon aquarium. And because I'm impatient, I didn't go buy fish. I just moved 5 guppies from my big tank to this 10-gallon tank. From there, they died one by one. So the next morning, after I did this, they were all dead. Yeah. But in their place was 9 baby fish.
Yeah.
Mother gave birth before she died.
Yeah.
So from there, I kind of let these guppies grow up, but they were getting sucked up in the filter one by one until there were 3 babies left. From there, I moved the babies into it's probably a gallon and a half. It was almost like a serving bowl, but it was glass.
Yeah.
They lived in there for a while, very healthy. They had a little bit of moss to kind of oxygenate the water, just a pinch.
Yeah.
Didn't feed them too much. And then from there, Jordan set up his new tank, and while it was just sitting, he goes, yeah, you can put those babies in there. So they lived in there for about, 18 hours. And then he goes, yeah, man, I'm going to start setting that tank up. So I was like, well, crap, I just cleaned this bowl they were in. So I put them in a 26-ounce wine glass with a handful of gravel.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, for the last week, they flourished until I went to look at them today. The glass was gross because I think I probably was overfeeding them. I didn't mean to, maybe. But I think that's what happened.
I know that you got to feed those fry though a lot. Like
there was a ton of food on the top, just disgusting.
No, I know, but yeah. It's not like you were underfeeding them.
No, 2 of them were dead on the bottom.
Yeah.
One of them was okay. So as I was pouring the water out, I caught the last. I'm like, maybe he's big enough to make it into my big tank. Which there's one angelfish that I knew would eat him. So, of course, as soon as I put him in that tank, after I catch him from the wine glass, he goes into the sink, and I have to pick this little thing up so delicately because I know I could crush him without even knowing it.
Yeah.
I get him into the tank. The angelfish goes at this thing like there's no tomorrow. Tap the glass. Angelfish starts. So I'm like, oh, my God, he made it to the bottom.
Yeah.
He kind of gets nestled into
a plant.
A log and a plant.
Yeah.
And my little clown loach is my favorite fish. He comes up. And he sucks that thing down like it was one of those tiny little pieces of gum from the grocery store you get with a quarter from your mom as a kid.
Yeah, the little chiclet things.
And now I have no babies left.
Yep. Had a feeling that was going
to
happen.
All right, guys, we'll be right back.
And welcome back to 4 Beers, No Fears. Tommy is pooping right now, and I'm going solo. So
surprise.
Here we go.
No, I'm not pooping. I'm just – all I'm doing is opening up a – ice cold Pabst Blue Ribbon straight from the Boweries of a brewery in Milwaukee.
What's your cap? Queen? I got king. I win.
You looked before we did it.
What?
Yep. Mm-mm-mm. You know what, Jordan? I'll give you the blue ribbon for being a bitch.
Oh.
Did that hurt your feelings?
You know, it's a shame.
Don't say it.
It's a shame that the police are consumed with work right now, being downtown.
Good. Yep. I'm fine with you saying that.
What?
I have the Queen of Hearts. Either way.
You fucked up my bit.
I'm surprised you didn't get the Queen because you're kind of the bitch of this household.
Hmm. Funny, in chess, the Queen can move wherever she wants, so.
Okay, cool. Good.
I don't know.
That's the
only one I had.
Jordan.
Fuck you.
Okay. Jordan, did you see the game this week?
No. Actually, I did for about 5 seconds when I went to go pick up some food.
So, Packer game. Electric. We won. I texted my friends Haley and Colin.
Didn't win. They won. You have nothing to do with the team.
The Packers are a publicly owned team by Wisconsin Knights.
I hate it when people say we won. You didn't have anything to do with their victory.
Jordan.
You had nothing to do with it.
I asked you to check the scores for like 3 times when I was putting a dresser together. Trust me, they know.
They know you?
Either way. I know Aaron Rodgers threw the ball. I know Davante Adams caught the ball. And I know that the Bears lost, but we all knew that. But you know who can probably give us a little bit more on that?
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Oh.
Sam can.
I want to talk to Samson.
We got to call Sam. Get some of that game inside. You want me to call him? You want me to call him on the landline?
We should get a landline just to say we got one. We should get a rotary phone.
I'm okay with that. Sam, you better answer this damn
call. Got one in my basement.
Me too.
Boy, howdy.
Oh my God, did he hear me talking like that? Sam, I was talking like that before you even rang. Sam, can you tell us about the Rodgers throwing the ball?
The man, the myth, the bad man, Aaron Rodgers.
That's the one.
That'd be him.
The Packers continue to cruise against the Bears and are now the number one seed in the playoffs. Hey, Tommy.
Yeah, Sam.
When was the last time I was this happy?
When Giannis signed for Milwaukee for 5 more years.
No, 2010.
Oh.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
What?
So the Bucks have been a little shaky to start, but they're getting in a groove now. Now they're sitting over 500. My player of the week for the Bucks goes to Giannis for his 30-point first half last night and finishing with 43 overall points. That's a lot, if you didn't know.
That's a couple.
So the Badgers were able to find some offense in the big Duke's Mayo Bowl win. I don't know what's more offensive. The Duke's...
They dropped the trophy.
I did see that. Did Sam cut out?
Sam, cool. Did I take your bit?
What's up?
What, did you cut out?
Did I cut out a little bit?
It said all we heard was, I don't know what's more offensive, and that's all I heard.
Oh, I don't know what's more offensive, the Duke's Mayo or Graham Mertz breaking the trophy and replacing it with a bottle of Mayo.
So have you ever had Duke's Mayo?
Pretty damn tasty.
I have not. I don't like mayonnaise.
Oh, how dare you.
Sam, we keep Duke's in this house. It's on tap.
It is on tap.
We have a beer keg and then we have a Mayo keg.
Well, very white of you.
Yeah, well.
Well, like the color mayonnaise. Continue on sports, Sam.
That's what they call me.
That's kind of about it.
Not too much
else besides that.
Sam, I have a proposition for you.
What's up?
I know you're about 52 minutes from here, but how would you like to be on set for one of the next few weeks of Four Beers, No Fears? I'm your host, Tommy.
And this is Jordan.
I will have to consider that option. I will have your people call my people.
I'll feed you dinner.
Okay.
Well, in that case.
All right, brother. We'll talk later. Thanks for your insights.
All right. Bye, guys.
All right. Bye.
See ya.
Dinner.
No fights this past couple of weeks.
I was going to ask you. The United Fight Shop was next on my list.
Yeah, they took like 3 weeks vacation. I think.
Do you think it's because of the vid or because of the holidays?
No, it's just because the end of the year. I don't remember if it's this weekend that they start back up or next weekend. One of the two. But yeah, they just took like a 3 week hiatus. I know it was 3 weeks, but I don't remember exactly when they will resume.
Huh. Well, if you want to call the ambulance, I'll go kick the shit out of you in the backyard really quick.
Please, Tommy, please.
Don't call the ambulance. I'll drive you there because that's an expensive bill.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, I got a little bit of booze news for you this time. And honestly, this is something I might pick up as an occupation. It's happening more in bigger cities like Chicago and New York. But a new term has come about called drinker bells. Drinker bells are a group of people working in the spirit of making people a little bit happier and drunker. And they are random people dropping off alcoholic care packages at random people's front doors.
What if you drop it off to an raging alcoholic's house who's trying to get through his fucking addiction?
So at the end of the day, we have to realize that this is for the good, not bad. I'm sure the Drinker Bell community has not thought about that yet.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
But what if
we just drop off a big case of whiskey to some...
So, okay, first of all, the article was on The Guardian. Second of all, I'm pretty sure these are friends doing it to other friends. They say random, but like, I could see us that to friends. Just
and
going
calling it
nice
a stupid,
on.
Yeah. All right.
So I actually do think that's cool, especially during times like this. We're not out of the woods yet with this cold weather.
Yeah.
But after, you know, we get our mittens on.
We're good to go.
We'll be good to go. So, anyways... 2020, new year, new me, new Jordan. We might be getting rid of Ernie.
How fucking dare you?
Just kidding. So me and Jordan have our
get set. Out.
Me and Jordan, this is my house.
Get out
this
of my
is
house.
My house. Me and Jordan have our set of hobbies, but I think we could add some more hobbies to our repertoire.
Well, we kind of did.
Well, but fish tanks is something we always kind of did. But now I want us to each think of two new hobbies we might just want to dapple in 20
that we haven't
that
previously?
We haven't. Yep.
Okay.
Some new interests. Do you want me to go first or do you want you to go
first?
I'll go
first.
Okay.
I've always wanted to snowboard. But I've just like never wanted because it is expensive to buy everything, yeah. Like to start from scratch with like no like clothing. For it, really, you got to buy like your boots and everything, your board itself, which is expensive. Then you got to buy your like year pass to the mountain or slopes or whatever the hell they call it.
Yeah, it's whatever. I was a skier, so I know.
I know you were.
I actually really like that though.
But yeah, I've always wanted to try it because I used to skateboard a shit ton.
Yep.
So I know that I'd be pretty decent. I'd be able to hang a little bit. With the snowboards, but just never got into it really. Never wanted to spend the money for the 3 months that you can do it, you know.
That's fair. I actually like that. That's a good deal to do. Because skiing was so much fun. Now here's something that I've done, but I've never called it a hobby. I want to start. Maybe you could call this something I've done. I'm changing my mind. I just hate it. I was going to say I want to become a seltzer snob.
I hate you.
And really judge the seltzers. You know, we've all had White Claw and we've all had Truly. But I don't know if that's a good hobby. I'm trying to actually step away
from
it.
It's not a hobby. That's called being an alcoholic.
You know, here's one of the hobbies. No, it's not. I'm not pounding bottles of Taka vodka. But
fair.
Here is, I've always liked cooking, but I know we don't cook that healthy things. A hobby I'm going to do this year is cooking carb friendly and keto friendly things that are delicious.
Like healthier.
And I'm kind of starting to do that. They're not the healthiest, but like the first thing that kind of sparked my interest this year was, I guess it was last year, was putting a little bit of that chicken dip in that waffle iron.
Yeah,
but it's just it's a weird start, but like carb free, low
you
calories.
Do weird cooking shit though.
I do, but I want to make the shit that I do be
good,
delicious. Like I want to give it to you, like, dude, that's good.
Yeah,
because I can make good stuff that's not necessarily super healthy. I want to work to do that, use the skills I have, and go from there to make keto and carb friendly things. Because I think I'm going to probably get fit again. Normally when I get fit, I get pretty mean, which all my friends can attest to. But I'm going to try to get fit and not be a jerk this year, too. That's not the hobby, but keto and carb-friendly cooking. I'm going to try to take that out.
It's a good one.
Yeah, I think it's fun.
I've always wanted to get into snowmobiles.
No, you can't have two snow ones.
Why not?
That's just too much of a stuff. Because winter's done in 3 months. We have a whole year.
Yeah, but we're Wisconsinites. People snowmobile a lot.
Think about something for summer or fall now.
No. Mine is snowmobiling. I think it would be fun.
So but I think what's your hobby going to be this summer? Looking at your fish tank?
But I think it would be, it would get boring after a while.
It'd be fun up north, but not too much around here.
Like unless
think of something we can do this summer. Because okay. My next one is for summer. Because like the cooking is for shitty days and cold weather. Like I'm not going to cook a meal when it's 82 out.
Right. Oh, see, I think it's great cooking when it's that warm out. You can go on the grill, eat outside, by the pool.
No, but I guess, but like keto cooking in the summer season. Yeah, I got chickens on the grill.
Yeah.
You know,
you can make chicken good.
Think of a hobby we can do spring, summer, fall.
No snow. Okay. I don't know. I'd really like to set up like a small little like gym in one of the garages. I think like a little corner in the garage, just with some like a mirror, some kettlebells, maybe a few like dumbbells.
I can promise you that's not going to happen.
Why?
Because with me moving the cars and the bar going,
that's
in,
true.
It will not. It just can't.
Not a whole lot of
room. I'm actually getting rid of one of my family members' cars back there to make room for my Cadillac that's coming.
I don't know. Maybe building like a mini truck. I think like a lowered Nissan truck or something like that. Just not like fast or nothing, but
you can tinker with.
That's something, you know, low and slow. It looks cool. That would be a fun summer project for us.
It goes with my next one. If you're ready for it,
I'm ready.
So.
But mine would probably be building a little mini truck, maybe.
Mine is going to be, I'm just going to call it backyard DIY.
Yeah.
This summer, I plan to put a little gazebo over that weird concrete thing we have sticking out.
Yeah.
Just to put my grills under there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to rip out this weird fence garden we do, concrete and hot tub. I want to put another, it'll be 3-car-long structure because like my garages are filled with. Because this mini truck you build, I don't know how nice it's going to be. But I'm going to build a wooden canopy with an actual roof over the gravel area to park like that truck under the jet skis. And I want to build the bar. So like I kind of want to transform.
Like behind the?
No, you know where the red car and the?
Yeah. Oh, you just want to build like a lean-to type thing.
See, it technically is a lean-to, but it's not. It's going to be a self. It'll probably be 6 posts.
Yeah.
It'll basically
but it's not going to be walled.
It won't be walled.
So a lean-to, yeah.
Yeah, but it'll be enough for 3 cars. So if you do this truck,
yeah,
you do that. I'll put my red car, throw the jet skis under there. I don't know. I think I really want to transform the backyard. Hot tub area, grill area, bar. Those are my 3 big things.
Yeah.
We'll have the pool, but I think I'll leave that thing alone this summer. Maybe get a new one next summer.
We'll probably use it. We'll fill it up and use it, but.
But that is an old pool.
Yeah, it is.
He says it's on its 4th or 5th season.
Yeah.
And
it's not like a crazy, like nice.
I'd like to get, that's a 16 foot. I'd like to get a 20 foot, make it 2 feet long on each side.
Yeah.
Up to the sidewalk. So back here at DIY, that's me mine for this year.
And build a deck around it.
If we got a bigger one.
I think that would look really cool.
I don't know if there's enough room back there to do that. Just because if I'm doing a hot tub area, that's got to be on concrete. And if the grill area is over there.
Yeah,
We'll figure it out as time goes on. Or if I don't know. Now I'm thinking about too many things.
Yeah.
The wallet's crying. But yeah, I would say, sorry guys, we had a couple technical difficulties there. But like I was saying, I would say my 2 new hobbies would be backyard, DIY, you know, keto, carb friendly, cooking. And Jordan, what were yours?
Snowboarding and building a mini truck.
I'm cool with that. Do you think we can put that LS in it? You actually probably could if you got a Sonoma or
Oh yeah, if you did something like that, yeah. I'm thinking a Nissan.
Like a
A Nissan truck or a Volkswagen truck? I'm
thinking. Those are impossible to find.
I know.
The Nissans and the Mazda trucks you can find.
Pretty cheap.
Mazda too. B100.
Yeah.
And the Mazda or the Nissan. I don't forget what it's called. But I know. Oh, I think it's a Pathfinder.
Really?
Something like that. You can know a Pathfinder. All right, guys. Either way, those are our hobbies for 2021. We will be right back.
And we're live.
He said it. So, you guys, you know, I have two beers in me, a shot, and it's kind of got to that point of the night where I go over to the fridge and I grab the extra
spot. Damn, I'm hungry.
Chicago-style sport peppers for every...
That's the brand right there. Giuliano.
Giuliano. Since 1959. For every three peppers, it is only 5 calories.
They don't care.
No anything.
Yeah.
Just giving them. So here goes number one. First bite.
They're delicious, but they're too hot to just fucking snack on like your chips.
Yeah. Nine of clubs. Yeah, I'll tell you guys.
Oh, damn, you won that one.
I'll tell you guys what. My tongue hurts.
Give me one of those.
You won't. I knew it. And here comes Jordan's attempt.
I really wish you didn't get the extra hot ones.
They just say, I don't think they're extra hot. I just think they just say hot. Hot.
Yeah.
I think they say, yeah. It just says hot. I think that's how hot all sport peppers are, but you know we don't eat them by themselves.
Yeah, that's true.
I am salivating like the saliva monster.
They're
right
so
now.
Good, though.
You want another one?
They're fucking delicious. I probably will in a little bit.
It makes the beer go down. You get a little sodium in you.
They're fucking delicious.
I know. That's why I eat them. I'm sweating. I have a headache. I'm like, man, that's pretty good. I had an argument at work today.
What's
with
that?
With someone our age and my boss, who is...
Okay.
He's not that old. I was going to say my old boss, but he's like 52.
Yeah.
Buffalo Wild Wings. What do you call it?
BW3s?
No! All right, fine. That's fine.
Just because that's what my dad calls it. I don't understand why.
That's what the argument was. I call it...
Don't get it, but...
B-dubs. So Buffalo Dubs, two yeah. W's. That's what I've always called it. So if you could tell me why you call it BW3s and how there's three W's...
Which there isn't.
Well...
That's just how my dad always said. For literally the longest time... I didn't know that it was called Buffalo Wild Wings. I thought it was called BW3s.
Yeah.
So.
Oh my God, those are hot.
They're not that spicy, but they make you cough because you like bite into them and it just like.
Yeah, I think they're hot. But I still have. Okay, anyways, BW3s. Coworkers, all three of them said it was BW3s.
Yeah.
I asked all three of them why.
What were their...
They all said, that's just what it's called.
Yeah.
I said, it's B-dubs. There's two W's. BW3s, no way.
Yeah, I don't get
it. So I did some research. On Buffalo Wild Wings, I have 14 of them in the fridge. I might get those later now. Came to fruition. Headquarters in Ohio. They started in Ohio out east. It was originally called Buffalo Wild Wings and Weck.
And what?
Weck. W-E-C-K.
Hmm.
Weck.
So it was BW3s.
It was.
Yeah.
So Weck is so basically
an owner's last name or something?
It's a sandwich. It's not like a kombucha roll. It's a dip with a dipped bun and beef. That's a Weck. A sandwich is a Weck.
Huh.
So it's wings and what?
I never heard of that.
So that's why. Let's get the dog out of the studio.
He just wants some loving.
I know. We all do. But that's why it comes from BW3s. I don't think it's acceptable to say anymore.
No.
There's none of those left. But I think it's an age thing. But then you and my coworker that's 22.
Yeah.
He's
so
said,
younger than me.
Yeah. And I said, why do you say this? Just my parents say it.
Yeah.
So, I can't tell you you're wrong.
I mean, it's not wrong. It's just old.
Yeah. It's been around for a while. 78.
Yeah, I've never heard that name before. Buffalo Wild Wings and
Weck.
And they put
and
the and, though.
Ampersand Weck. What?
Huh.
You want another sport pepper?
Interesting. Sure.
Cool. Oh, you got a big boy. Oh,
I don't want that one. That looks weird.
There's so much juice in there. Woo! I gotta stop. I feel the sweats coming out. All right. Huh. Well, I'll tell you what, though. If I ever opened a bar, if people were just drinking beer,
some deep fried sport peppers.
Damn,
would be
I've never heard
gangster.
Of that. That'd be so good. Ranch.
Oh, instead of like a jalapeno popper, a sport pepper popper.
I think they're too small to put cheese in.
Well, it'd be difficult, but if you could do it.
I think what you have to do is take the pepper, put cream cheese on it, freeze it, batter it, fry it.
I think you'd have to take it, split it open, just on one side, kind of fold
just
it open,
sort of slit in
smear
it.
Fold it back up, batter it, deep fry it.
Restaurant business, that's too much work to make any money. But I love your idea.
Yeah, but we could try it.
I can't breathe. Okay.
They're not that bad.
That last one hurt me, though.
That was a big weird looking.
It was like four peppers. But what I was saying is if a guy was at a bar just having beer.
And he was loaded?
No. And it'd be like a kicker at my bar. Get a beer. You got a sport pepper with your beer. People would pop and they eat them like us.
Yeah.
Dude, you drink five more beers.
Yeah. That's true.
I'm a marketing wizard.
They are good.
I'm a wizard. All right, Jordan. We're talking about food. What's your favorite fast food? I know we've talked about fast food in the past, but this can be a sit-down fast food, drive-through, sandwich.
Oh, so now it can be a sit-down.
Now it can be anything. Now it can be anything. Anything.
I really like Qdoba.
Okay, why?
Because it's similar to Subway where you get to, like, you literally make everything mm-hmm. yourself, basically. So it's... Everyone knows what Qdoba is. I'm not going to explain it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, I like that's why you liked it, yeah.
I love burritos, so...
Yeah, I do too.
I dig that probably the most.
Let's flip the script.
Okay.
Let's do top three... Most overrated fast foods.
Mm.
And they're out there. You want me to go first? Or
well, I've never had, like, some of the ones that are super popular. Like
okay,
In-N-Out.
I'll go first to pitch it.
Okay.
This is Midwest, remember.
Okay.
My number three, hot, spicy beer burger. Ow. God. Chick-fil-A.
Oh, I love Chick-fil-A.
So, and a lot of people do. And
it is overrated, though. I will give you that.
It is. And they fry in peanut oil, so a good chunk of the population can't even have it.
Yeah, that's true.
And I've had their grilled chicken there. It's trash. It's not good.
Yeah, I've never had their grilled chicken. But their grilled chicken nuggets, though, are pretty decent.
It's like soup, though. There's so much water in there.
Yeah. They're not the greatest.
But here's what really bothers me.
They're not bad.
I haven't had their fried chicken because they fry in peanut oil. But I've had Chick-fil-A sauce. Compared to see, not good.
What? What about their?
I haven't had their Polynesian sauce.
Polynesian.
I haven't had that.
Ooh, that's the shit.
But people don't talk about their Polynesian. They talk about the Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yeah. Well, if you're a Chick-fil-A person, and you haven't tried their Polynesian sauce, get on it. I'm putting you on game right now because that is the shit. On a deluxe chicken sandwich, spicy chicken sandwich, God. Damn, son.
Gosh darn, son, kid.
That is good.
So you're picking up what I'm putting down. What's your number three? Like something you see on people's Instagram and you're like, ugh, no.
See, I want to say In-N-Out.
You've never been there.
But I've never been there, so I can't.
Well, you can literally just think of everything up and down Highway 50.
I could say Chick-fil-A again because
you can't
I love
copy
it.
Mine.
I'm not going to,
okay.
But I'm elaborating. Yeah, but it is a little bit overrated for what it is.
Because when we had those Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich over break, those are so good. And I can't imagine anything being better than that.
The only difference is with Popeye's, you don't get like the lettuce, tomato, like you do with Chick-fil-A.
Okay, but the original chicken or spicy or original chicken sandwich is chicken pickles mayonnaise.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. I prefer the deluxe at...
There's cheese on it too? Chick-fil-
yes. And dude, I promise you it's delicious.
All right, so what's your number three overrated?
My number three? I'd probably say maybe Burger King.
Nice.
Not a huge fan of Burger King. Their fries, are better than McDonald's fries. I'll give them that. I will.
I don't think McDonald's fries isn't that good.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know. Now I'm conflicted because I do like.
I like the Whopper.
Burger King's Whoppers. I like their chicken. I like the long chicken sandwich.
I've never had that.
Comes in like a.
But I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, those are
sandwich. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're. Like $1.50 or something like that, and they're delicious.
He's got the deals, but their food gives you the Hershey squirts. If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. So, I love Burger McDonald's.
King can be your three. I think there's better number threes, but it can be number three.
Yeah.
Because I know they say everything's charbroiled, which is not true. Burger King is your number three. All right, Jordan.
And let's be honest. This charbroiling isn't actually.
This is going to upset you a lot.
Okay.
I have a tie for number two.
Okay.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
It's McDonald's.
Okay.
And Chipotle.
That's fair. I think Chipotle is a little bit overrated. No.
Okay, I said Chipotle. Yeah. McDonald's, I don't think it's good.
Yeah.
There's nothing at McDonald's I'd seek out ever. They got rid of the only good thing they ever had, the McSkillet skillet burrito.
I have never had that, nor heard of it.
So it was a large breakfast burrito with a full hash brown, a full sausage patty, each were cut in half, eggs, peppers, and cheese.
I would have liked that.
It was so good.
That sounds good.
The McSkillet burrito was awesome. I've never heard of that, though. It was so good.
When was it?
Around? Probably when I was in middle school and early high school.
Okay.
I love that, but if I want fast food, never does it come to my mind McDonald's. Nothing.
Really?
I like the Wendy's spicy nuggets more than I like Wendy's.
Wendy's is good.
Yeah, so it's not on the list. Chipotle's so overrated. They've had health scandals. Their food's not that good. They've tried queso, bad guac. Not only is it extra, it's not good. Yeah. Their meats aren't that good.
I don't think that it's decent, but I would choose five other places.
The reason they're tied is because they're both super mainstream in their category.
Yeah.
Burritos and burger
bowls.
Fry. I was just a burrito place, burger fry place.
Yeah.
Both are not that great. There's better things, but they think they're something. So that's mine. I just don't think. I think because you see people on McDonald's, I love McDonald's.
I do like McDonald's.
It's weird to me, but like.
I don't get it often, and maybe that's why I like it. Because I know that if I go for it, I'll eat it a lot.
The only thing that I ever thought was the McSkillet burrito. And like when you're in eighth grade and you have $3 in your pocket, you get the McChicken and McDouble.
Yeah.
And you make them a gangbang.
Yeah.
But now they're all $1.50 or $2 or something. So you can't do that anymore.
Nope. No longer a dollar menu.
Those are my ties. What's your number two?
Let me think here. Probably like Pizza Hut. Probably Pizza Hut.
I like it, but I respect it.
You know, it's not the worst. Like if I'm going to like a little house party or something and they're serving Pizza Hut, like I don't care. I'll give it, I'll eat whatever. But I would 100% choose Domino's over Pizza Hut any day of the week if I'm paying for it.
This will make you happy.
You changed your mind?
I've changed my mind. I know Domino's doesn't have cheese stuffed crust, but their pizza is superior to Pizza Hut.
Oh, yeah.
Here's my only gripe. Domino's is better in every facet except for their chicken and chicken wings. No, just chicken wings. Pizza Hut has great boneless.
They do.
And bone-in wings.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Domino's, nothing right home about.
Schmishmo.
When you get those boneless lemon pepper wings from Pizza Hut, They're so good.
Yeah, they're good.
And all their sauces are good.
I prefer a Wingstop lemon pepper.
That's not really like pizza joints with wings.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. I would pick Domino's over Pizza. I agree it's overrated.
Yeah.
Except the wings.
Yeah.
Pizza has a better rewards program too, but that's kind of...
You think so?
Yeah.
By like a lot?
Oh, yeah. You have to order six pizzas to get a medium. If you order six pizzas at Pizza, you can get a large cheese stuffed crust with unlimited toppings for free.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a good choice. All right. Now, my number one is controversial. We might lose viewers over this.
Oh, boy.
You have any guesses? My number one?
I don't.
It's not Culver's because I love them.
Oh, I fucking love Culver's.
My number one. Sorry to woo girls, normal girls, woo guys, normal guys, moms, dads, grandmas, grandparents,
right,
aunts, uncles. If my uncle had wheels, he'd be a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
Starbucks.
Ooh, yes. Yes, sir.
Starbucks is the most overrated.
Yeah.
Yep. It tastes good. I'll give it to him. Is it $9 good?
No.
No way, hombre.
I'll go to Dunkin' Donuts any day of the week over Starbucks.
Yep. I like Starbucks food over.
You're paying for the cup, basically, in the logo.
I like Starbucks food over Dunkin'. But we all know I'm not talking about the breakfast.
We're not talking about food. I'm talking about coffee.
I'm talking dollars.
You want a coffee?
I'm talking dollars to beans. Okay, I can hop over to Dunkin' Donuts and get a half gallon of
You want a coffee?
Exactly. I can go over to Dunkin' and get a half gallon of this sugary chocolate vanilla peppermint mess, and it's like 82 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Starbucks, they're going to say, yeah, it'll be $9. And, oh, is that your son? We'll take his left arm.
Yeah, pretty much.
Starbucks food, you're doing a good job. Like that double smoked cheddar bacon and their burritos, fine. But also, well, they're $7 too.
Well, that sounds pretty good. But it's never had that.
But if you get the big and toasty from Dunkin',
woo-wee! Daddy!
Yeah. So. Yeah, I'm just going to say Starbucks is the number one most overrated price point flavor.
Damn, I didn't even think about that, or else that would have been my number one.
Yeah, that's why they call me the thinker and you the drinker. Actually, just joking, they call me both of those things.
Yeah.
Jordan, what's your number one?
Oh, shit. Damn.
I knocked this one out of the park.
You did. I should have thought of Starbucks because I have a
vendetta.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I'll help you. So you did a burger, a pizza.
Let's see.
This is the thing that pisses you off, though. This is your number one. Ernie.
What's that?
He's scratching your back. This is your number one. You get your two and three. What is the one fast food thing that makes you angry? And see, this is where I thought you were going to say In-N-Out. Because not only is it overrated, it's inaccessible.
I can't say that, though, because I never had it.
But as a Midwestern guy that doesn't go to California and Nevada,
right?
It's inaccessible to you. Yeah. You don't want to go out there.
No. Not for a $4 burger or
it's
whatever.
Really good.
Whatever.
That's price my problem. It's so good.
Have you had it? Yeah.
Oh, probably four or five times.
Really?
Every time I go to Cali or I go to like Las Vegas, I get In-N-Out.
Oh, okay. And it is decent?
You get that double-double with cheese, animal style.
You know what, though? I don't think Five Guys beats it. I don't think any...
Five Guys beats it for sure.
Okay, see? Then I'm
but
good.
You haven't been there. So just think of your number one. There's enough in town that'll get you mad. There's enough in at least Wisconsin. There's a lot I thought you
KFC.
Okay, see? I was waiting for
KFC.
Yeah.
I, for the longest time, like my family... We never went to Popeyes.
See, and I was going to say, when you have a Popeyes and a KFC on the same street,
right?
Why
did
you go to KFC?
Yeah. Well, apparently, this is just from what I've heard.
Popeyes, but...
My parents had a bad experience once, like 20 years ago at Popeyes. So they were like, we're never going there again. So we only got KFC. And then I was like, one day... I want Popeyes. I want to try it.
It's so much fun.
And we tried it, and everyone in my family went, oh, okay, we're not KFC people anymore. We're Popeyes.
They got the sides. You can't get a famous bowl at Popeyes.
No, plain old, their chicken is fucking better.
Way
better.
me and you are going to New Orleans someday. I'll probably foot the trip just because I want you to experience it.
Yeah, we'll see.
When you go to the Popeyes right in New Orleans, that is it magic. Different? That's magic. Because the lady's back, the sugar, what you want? And I'm like, spicy tenders, please, with red beans and rice.
God, they're green beans. And they're mac and cheese.
This is, they're throwing the sauces at you. This is, here, you want more? You just take it. We got hundreds. Dude.
I like Popeyes a lot. That's probably one of my favorite.
Popeyes is great. Popeyes that's is on good. That's on the correctly rated, but KFC, yeah. That's a good first choice.
Yeah.
No one's going to KFC. Yeah. Kentucky Fried.
Not after Popeyes kind of like stepped their game up with the chicken sandwich and everything. No they one's going to KFC, menu. Man.
You get shrimp at Popeyes.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, you know what they call KFC in Kentucky?
I don't know.
JFC. It's just fried chicken. We'll be right back, guys.
And we're live.
First question. Jordan, would you like a sport pepper?
No, thank you. I've had my fair share.
I better just make sure they're still fresh. It's only fair. Ooh, another Big Johnny. Yellow. Now that they're sitting out, they're not as cold. The index of Scoville units
has increased.
Yeah, my mouth is bleeding. Nice. They are extra hot. They're not just hot. Yeah. I like hot. That's not even fun. I can't. Damn it. I can't do this to my body every night.
Stop eating them.
They're kind of good, though. Like you said,
they're delicious, but they hurt.
Don't throw that fork at me. Yeah, I closed the jar, pushed it away. I just opened up my fourth and final blue ribbon Slurpee.
Mm-hmm.
Some would say. I call it a Pabst.
Did you get a four of hearts?
I would drink Pabst or coffee on the podcast.
I got a two of spades.
But Pabst or coffee, we wouldn't sleep because it's caffeine.
No, yeah, we'd have to do that like in the morning because that's got a lot of caffeine. Not a lot.
What do you want to drink next week? I'd like to do a seltzer or a light beer. And now the ball is in your court.
Would you do wine?
That's, no. That's because it's a different vibe and it's not even in the name. I want cans or bottles.
That's true.
Because even seltzers are flavored beer, you know.
What seltzers haven't we done?
We haven't.
I don't want to do Truly.
Oh, fuck no. There's my F word.
Okay.
We haven't done Press. We haven't done the Loverboy
Okay, yeah, there you go. Let's do it, yeah.
We'll do that then. So for the maybe seven people of everyone that drinks with us, next Tuesday we're doing Lover Boys, so I don't know what flavor. If they have a variety pack, it's a low alcohol. It's like 4.2, but we'll do those Lover Boy seltzers.
Yeah.
Next month, next week, whatever you want to call them. Anyways,
next month,
next week. I was joking. I was just a couple Pabst Blue Ribbons and nine deep. Sport Peppers and one Kenosha Kicker deep.
Right.
All
right,
Jordan. What's in 14 days?
I don't know.
What's in 2 weeks?
I don't know. Another podcast?
Correct. And
I don't know.
Jordan, if today's January 5th,
it's my birthday?
It's your birthday.
I don't want to talk about it.
It's our segment. So not only next week are we doing Lover Boys, your birthday, I will drink whatever you want to drink. You pick the shot. You pick the segments. You pick the beer. So if you want to do wine that week, we'll do wine.
All right.
If you want to do the weirdest beer, I'll drink it. It's your birthday.
Okay.
I'll even
we'll
take...
We'll see.
Oh, we'll see, man. I might even take the next day off.
Damn, I won't son.
Do that. Won't do that. Unless you wanted me to. I still probably wouldn't. So we're going to talk about your birthday. How old will you be turning, young man?
I will be turning
24. 24? Wow. That's a pretty good age.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember when I was 24 because you're a couple months older than me.
Yep.
All right, Jordan. We'll keep this kind of brief because I know you don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of birthdays.
I want...
Like, yeah. They're fine to celebrate, but I don't get, like, the extent of the celebration.
Yeah. So, we're going to do it. Now, we're not doing 3, 2, 1. I want you to paint me your fantasy birthdays. one with your friends, one with your family, and then the flip side, your worst idea of birthdays, one with your family, one with your friends.
Oh, God.
Best. Or you can pick if best or worst is going first.
All right, let's
see. Or you can do a snake and go back and forth.
Let's do best first.
Okay.
Best with my friends. We'll say...
And this Don't name the friends because people will get their feelings hurt.
This is BC before COVID.
Yeah, of course.
So we'll go out to a local bar.
The den. The port.
Even the factory.
Starlight.
I'd like
to go to the factory on your birthday.
I'd like to hit multiple. Grab a drink at each bar or whatever.
Couple, 3, 4.
Yeah, exactly. Probably grab something to eat beforehand and then go out, but probably do that. Just literally just have a normal night out,
but going not a far. Ton of friends, a group of how many?
No, maybe 5, 6, 7
including
friends,
including
me. Okay. Yeah, something
that
small,
would make sense.
Like
yep.
It's not crazy. That's what I would want with my family. I'd want
if it was you and 5 others, I could call the group, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't want to hurt feelings.
I could. And then for my family, just a small get together with close family members.
I'm invited to both.
Yep. Just for a dinner or something, maybe get a couple pizzas from Villa Di Carlo or something and just hang out. Do something like that maybe for my family birthday. For my worst, I'd say going to a club.
So those are your best. We'll flip
yep.
to your okay. This is worst with friends.
Worst with friends.
Okay.
Yep. Going to a club in Milwaukee.
What if I kept poking you in the stomach?
You'd get punched in the face.
What if the bouncers grabbed you and kicked you out before you could do that?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
That's your
just
worst.
Just something
okay,
like
so
that. Something along those
I
lines.
I want you to paint a bigger picture because I know you'd hate that, but I kind of want a couple things that
you
kind
know
of
what?
Kicked you in the knee first.
I'll change my mind. You know what would be my favorite?
Oh, sure.
For my friends?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I'd want it to be summer, so that's kind of out of the question, but...
BC, or AC.
Right. I'd want it to be outside in the summer, in the backyard.
Our
here.
Backyard?
Yes.
Okay. That'd
with having a fire, having a couple coolers filled with beer and stuff, and just doing, dumb shit and hanging out.
Shit.
Yeah. So that'd probably be my favorite, actually.
That sounds more fun than the
than just
bars are a weird concept now because I'm bars? Oh, I haven't been there.
Well, yeah.
That would be more fun than the
summer. But my least favorite would be going to a club and doing that kind of thing. My least favorite with my
Hold on, because you brought up Villa Di Carlo.
Getting takeout.
Would be your least favorite. I think your dog
No, that's
is
what I would
out.
Want. He's probably has to go outside.
I tried. No, you got to finish your seg.
No, I will.
Okay.
He's licking my shoes or something.
Oh, he's just being weird. me and him both.
So my least favorite for
least favorite
friends
birthday would, dinner.
That
Pizza
would be
Hut.
That would be going to someplace where they like Red Lobster, where they sing happy birthday to you when you say that it's someone's birthday. I've told my mom multiple times and my grandma, listen to me when we've gone out.
It's your birthday. We're here to sing.
I've told them flat out, and I'll pull them aside and say, listen, if you tell this waitress that it's my birthday, I am walking out and I'm leaving.
Have you left?
I've never left because they know how serious I am.
Oh, see,
I said,
I'm the person.
No, if you sing happy birthday to me in this restaurant right now, I will never forgive you. And I'm walking out right now.
I'm the person that in college, I would tell the waitress it was some random person's birthday.
No, see, that's literally my least favorite thing in the world. I will walk out.
Least favorite family, switch then.
That. If we went to a dinner outside as a family. But it'd be fine if we went to a nice place, sat down, ate, and then left. it's completely different if they say, oh, it's so-and-so's birthday. What, you know, and then they bring you like their little slice of cake or some dumb shit that's not even good. And they light a stupid candle for you. And then they all sing a stupid happy birthday song. I don't want any of that.
Yeah, you definitely hate that.
It's fine. We can celebrate my birthday, but not in that sense.
Yeah, I get that.
I don't want to do that.
Okay. So what was your, okay. And so I get that up to date. What was your worst birthday ever?
Oh geez. I don't know. I've had pretty good birthdays.
Yeah.
I've never had like a bad one, but like the singing I hate.
Oh dude. Singing. This podcast in 2 weeks.
No, I won't be there. Then I won't be there. If you're going to sing happy birthday to me, I won't sing. I won't be there.
But I want to have a birthday style. So you're going to get to pick. No, I'm not going to be a jerk. I'm going to let you. You can pick the segments, pick the drink, and I'll spring for dinner. And I will not have them sing to you.
Damn, son.
Yep. I'm pulling all the cards.
All right,
guys. So that's our birthday segment. We'll kind of wrap up from here. Like I said, next week we're going to be trying the Lover Boy seltzers. It's a tea, low alcohol. We'll give them a shot. I'll try to get the variety pack, but if not, I'll find a flavor we like.
Yeah.
And as always, guys, check out Four Beers No Fears on Facebook. Give us a like, subscribe, give us a review, check us out on Facebook, follow whatever Hot Rods, Instagram, Facebook. And, you know, you guys, I hope you have the best week ever. We'll see you next week.
See y'all.